This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Yoshi from Redmond is. Yoshi, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Yoshi has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
48 inches is equal to how many feet?
4.
Correct. Which song by Queen was used in the film Wayne's World and became a massive hit all over again?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Correct. Who wrote the science law, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction?
Newton.
Correct. What Spice Girl landed her own docuseries on Netflix after the success of her husband's?
Pass.
A second full moon in a calendar month is typically called what color moon? Yes. Beginning with M, what is the name of the change of state from solid to liquid?
Pass.
Which actress played Hermione in the Harry Potter film series?
Emma Watson.
Correct. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
Denominator.
No.
Denominator.
Correct. The drama General Hospital airs on what network?
ABC, NBC.
Yes, ABC. 101 Dalmatians was first released in what decade?
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. What Spice Girl landed her own docuseries on the Netflix after the success of her husband's?
Pot Spice.
You say posh?
Yes.
That is correct.
Ooh.
Yoshi, you got 8 correct. Ooh. Oh, man, I feel good about that.
I do, too. I don't think it's going to be a 70th. I mean, I think it is going to be the 70th loss today.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
A little less nice for Steve.
Ooh, just a little less. Oh, man. Steve, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
All right.
A little less hungover from yesterday.
Ooh, me too, me
yes.
too. Are you ready?
Yeah! Yeah!
48 inches is equal to how many feet?
I'm going to go with 5.
No.
4.
Correct. Which song by Queen was used in the film Wayne's World and became a massive
Bohemian
hit?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
After? Yes. Who wrote the science law, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction?
Freddie Mercury.
No.
Newton.
Correct. What Spice Girl landed her own docuseries on Netflix after the success of her husband's?
Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice.
You know it. A second full moon in a calendar month is typically what color moon?
Is that blue?
It is.
Nice.
Beginning with M, what is the name of the change of state from solid to liquid?
Mass?
No.
Methane.
No. You and methane.
Metabolism.
No. Which actress played Hermione in the Harry Potter film series?
I don't know. Emma Watson?
You do know.
Yes.
What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
The denominator.
Correct. The drama General Hospital airs on what network?
ABC.
Yes. 101 Dalmatians was first released in what decade?
60s.
Correct.
Oh,
what?
My.
word.
Steve.
Yes.
You got 9 correct, which is a win. 9-8.
Ugh.
Wow. I really thought Yoshi was going to pull this out.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, Yoshi. Have a good one.
I am shocked. Now.
I like this. Ugh. Congratulations, Steve.
Hey, not everybody's a graceful winner or a graceful loser.
I don't think you're either, really. 1 you both got wrong. Okay, this is, you both are going to roll your eyes at this.
The letter M.
Beginning with M, what is the name of the change of state from solid to liquid? If something is a solid and it's turning into
melting?
Liquid. There we go. There we go. Google it. That is a scientific name.
I like how she's like, Google it. Like as if we were even debating you on it. I believe you.
You're the trivia master.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Steve. You somehow won.
Thank you.
Once again this year, we have teamed up with the fine folks at Mary's Place to put brand new shoes on local children who desperately need them as they get ready to go back to school. It's called Kicks for Kids, and any dollar amount will help us hit our goal of $20,000.
I mean, look at like at $20, like Danielle Evans, she donated. That was really awesome of her. Or Brian Dixon, $200. So from $20 to $200, hell, $2. If everybody donated $2, we would crush this. But if anybody can donate, we'd really appreciate it. Or if you can't, at least share it on your social media pages.
We'd love to help out at least 400 kids this year with your help, and you can head to KISW.com to help make that possible. Now, what band would you say would be the absolute worst band to see while on psychedelics?
Well, I've shared it, and it's on our TikTok page, at Daily Migs. It's the time that I went and tried to see Disturbed while on mushrooms, and it was the worst idea ever.
And I love that David Draymond even agreed that was the worst idea ever.
Yes, the whole band was nodding their head like, that was a terrible idea, Steve.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't.
Well, there is a popular musician who just shared his story about tripping at probably the absolute worst concert ever. Who was it? Not Disturbed, by the way. You'll hear from him after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
It might be hard to top the mistake of taking psychedelics at a Disturbed show.
Bad idea.
But Jelly Roll once took psychedelics at an insane clown posse show. And I don't think anything sounds worse in this world than that.
You're going to take hallucinogenics and then go watch people who have clown makeup on. That sounds like the worst idea ever.
Listen to how Jelly Roll said that trip was for him.
I thought a guy in the crowd was there to kill me. He had his hood up the whole time, and I was like, this dude is here. I sung a 45-minute set to him, just stared him straight down like this. It was a bad time for the trip to go south. That was for sure.
I mean, someone even said doing hallucinogens at a Jelly Roll show would be a terrible idea. I'm kidding. I don't even know really any Jelly Roll songs.
I mean, that would definitely not be my like top choice for a psychedelic concert.
Insane Clown Posse. Someone even texted Guar. Guar might be, that could go one or two ways because it is visually a very fun thing to watch, but they are shooting fake blood, fake other bodily fluids. I don't know if that's necessarily what you want to be a part of when you're on, you know, mushrooms or acid or anything along those lines.
End up in the fetal position.
You might go running out of the room crying. But on the flip side, I have to ask you, then if you were going to be in a mind-altered situation, what band would you want to be seeing?
Oh, well, that would be easy. Grateful Dead or Dead & Company.
I think I'd rather be at the Insane Clown Posse show. What about you, Sarah?
Oh, same. Clown Posse for sure.
I'm like, what are we doing? Come on, Taryn, let's go listen to something cool.
Oh, rude.
I'm kidding. Not really. Sarah, what about you? I know that you're not you're just like, you get just wasted and wine drunk. But if you were going to have an altered state, what would you want to see?
You know, since I haven't really had that kind of altered state, you know, I immediately just thought of one of the most recent shows I went to, which was Mastodon and Lamb of God, especially because I don't know what the hell was happening, but Mastodon just brought out this like ridiculously large monster looking like thing. It was probably like 10 feet, and it just came out of nowhere.
I saw videos of that. So that was during Mastodon set?
It was during Mastodon. They didn't say anything about it. All of a sudden, it just comes on for one song and then just goes away. And I'm literally looking at George and like, did that just happen? Did I just see that? Like, so I couldn't imagine if I was already like on psychedelics being like,
that might scare you.
That's what I was going to say is like, I because she's never had that experience, I don't know that you want that experience with that demon thing out on the stage.
It kind of looks like it glows in the dark and it's neon, so it looks like a friendly demon
at
least.
It looks nice, yeah.
And this is their music.
Yeah.
Also, Sarah, have you ever seen the music video for The Motherlode, which is the song we're listening to right now?
No.
The video's amazing because it's just a bunch of hot chicks twerking.
In slow motion.
Yes. Have you seen this?
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's like a hip-hop video, but it's Mastodon.
That is amazing.
Nice booty in there.
And they should have brought that out instead of a monster, and I'd be all in.
Or both.
Right?
See, that's so funny. I didn't even know Mastodon rolled like that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I like them better now.
So mine, I only remember because my wife and I went to the Washington State Fairgrounds, and we saw this band perform. And granted, I wasn't in an altered state or anything along those lines, but while watching them, I was like, this is the band to be on psychedelics with, and it is... The Flaming Lips. They have all the confetti flying. They have all these trippy visuals going on. And then at some point during the set, the lead singer, Wayne, gets into one of those giant inflatable bubbles and walks out on the freaking crowd. So now he's walking and everybody's holding him up.
Wow.
And it's like the coolest thing I've ever witnessed.
Well, next time, you know. Have to go and turn up.
And if there was ever a better band to be at the Washington State Fairgrounds, so like behind them are all the rides and all the crazy lights. I was like, this is just...
It's like Candyland.
It was magical. And I was stone cold sober and I felt like I was tripping at the concert.
I feel like maybe if I was ever to do psychedelics, maybe I should go to a show that you two want to go to, because this seems more of maybe the psychedelic vibe. I'm like, let's just go and freak myself out. Why not?
What are you talking about? This song sounds like something that you definitely want to be in an altered state.
Might as well go all out. I'm just crying in the corner, scared of the monster.
Somebody call George. Somebody call George. There's a monster looking at me.
What did you give Sarah?
Well, speaking of bands to see while on psychedelics, Tuesday night was the Limp Bizkit show.
All
of us were there. But for one member of the show, they experienced something for the very first time while there and got a little banged up doing it. What happened? We will tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tuesday night, we were at the Limp Bizkit show.
Yeah, we were.
And they called that tour of theirs Loserville. So while we were there, we had Danny and Sarah trying to figure out from fans of Limp Bizkit what makes them losers.
Hey, it's Sarah here with the Daily Mix Show, and I'm with
Julia
and
Anthony.
You guys are a beautiful couple. Okay, I have a very simple question for you guys, okay? So we're going to Loserville tonight, right?
Yep.
What makes you a loser?
I'm old and I still enjoy Corey Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We miss Corey Feldman. And I'm so bummed that we did, because our traffic was just terrible. It took forever to get parking and all that kind of stuff. By the time we were in, he was already done. Everybody at that show could not stop talking about how interesting Corey Feldman was. Nobody said it was good. Nobody even said it was bad.
Just bizarre.
They were just like, it was something. I saw some of the clips, and I have to agree.
It was something.
Yeah. That doesn't make you a loser, girl. Okay. That makes you awesome. Okay, what about you?
What makes you a loser, babe?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because I'm a farmer. Is that a loser?
Maybe I should ask your wife.
Because he's a Raiders fan.
Oh! Yeah, you suck. What? That makes you a loser. Ew, actually, looking at your outfit, oh my God.
Gee, Sarah.
He was wearing a Raiders jersey.
No way. I couldn't tell.
So, you know, I feel like we all were thinking that.
Well, not the other Raiders fans. They probably thought he was awesome.
It's probably just him.
What makes you a loser?
Well, I mean, I'm standing next to you.
That's fair.
That was me. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that's all I had to say about Danny.
We're in Loserville today. What makes you a loser?
Oh, Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit makes you a loser.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm old.
Oh, no. Don't even talk to yourself like that.
What makes you a loser?
Makes me a loser. My outfit makes me a loser.
What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing dad vibes. I'm wearing Paraguay 2024. Limp Bizkit. Let's go.
Turn it front to the back.
I think that his outfit makes him the opposite of a loser. I think it makes him a winner. I love it. I love the fit. I'm here for it.
I want to fall asleep in him.
Let's go. Wow.
Wait, inside of him?
No. No, that's weird. No, just like on him.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you guys? You guys just looks like a comfortable parachute pants type of an outfit. There were a lot of people dressed like that version of Fred Durst.
Oh my gosh, it was so great.
But there was one point where we lost Danny and Sarah because they decided to go into the pit. And I was like, well, I'm trying to keep an eye for him. I'm like, oh, well, I know Sarah's got a red baseball cap on. So I'll look.
So does everyone.
Every single person besides like a couple of us had red baseball caps on backwards with the khakis, the white t-shirt. It was like a cosplay Fred Durst show.
It was a vibe.
It was a lot of fun. And then Sarah did give a review.
She did.
So the show ends. And I have to say, I don't know about you, I wish they could have played longer. I was actually kind of mad that they had so many opening bands because they played for like an hour and a half, but it felt like maybe 45 minutes. That because they just played the greatest hits of Limp Bizkit. And then we were all having a blast.
And they were supposed to play Break Stuff twice, but we didn't get the second one because they ushered off the stage.
Yep.
But Sarah thoroughly enjoyed herself.
So as soon as the show ended, I pulled out my phone. I'm like, let me get the on-the-spot review from our friend Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Limp Bizkit just finished. Are you a fan?
Oh, my God. That was the best ever. I love him.
So great.
So great. And I just want to say, I vibed so hard with all of it. And then also, I got pulled in the mosh pit with Danny.
Yeah.
And I got trampled a little bit. And I thought I dislocated my cheekbone.
You like it?
I liked it a little bit. And I liked it even more to realize I didn't. My cheekbones are still even. We good.
I just say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Thanks, Taryn.
Wise words.
Sorry about your cheek. I just say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
That is the orbital bone. The orbital bone.
I was very worried about Sarah.
So we were all, thankfully, like we walked up, like you could do like the ticket upgrade because we had seats. And then we walked around like, oh, you going again? And Danny tried very unsuccessfully to get us.
Oh, he got shut down so bad.
I found to be the funniest thing ever. He was trying to pull a move to get all of us into the pit. And this security guy was just not having it. Danny's showing him like all the 30 laminates that he has attached to his wallet. And the guy's like, yeah, none of those are for Limp Bizkit. So no. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, this is like, I'm getting secondhand embarrassment for Danny.
And then we all do the walk of shame, like back. And then Danny's like, this has never happened before. That always usually works.
he was so butthurt about this whole situation.
He was so excited to flex. He's like, watch this.
It didn't work. Didn't work at all. So then, luckily, because White River will do ticket upgrades. So we went over to the little section, like, do you have any pit upgrades? And like, yeah, it's $30 a pop. I'm like, all right. And like we have like I think 5 or 6 left. I'm like, perfect. We won 4 of them. And I'm so glad we did to be able to be that close during Limp Bizkit set because it was a blast. And it was fun watching Sarah over here, who is clearly late to the party and did not realize how awesome Limp Bizkit was.
I looked like the number one fan, though.
You did.
I was dressed like him, and I was jumping the whole time. And then Danny, of course, is like, dude, do you want to go in the mosh pit? You can't ask me that question, especially if I've been drinking and I'm vibing. I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
And you had such FOMO not being in the mosh pit at Mastodon and Lamb of God. You, like, had to fulfill this dream.
Yeah. And then right as I got in there, I immediately got trampled by a dude. He fell on top of me, so we both fell. And I'm pretty sure his shoulder went into my cheekbone to where I thought, it's very tender still, you guys.
No bruising, though.
So did it hit you with an elbow?
I think when he was falling on top of me, I'm pretty sure his shoulder went into my cheekbone, and then he was on top of me. And then he was very nice, and Danny was like, oh no. So he helped pick me up really fast, and I immediately was like, how am I looking? How am I looking?
Am I bleeding?
Is my cheekbone still there? I don't even know if you can dislocate a cheekbone, but I immediately thought my cheekbone was like higher, and I was like, oh.
Did my face get more crooked?
Yeah, literally. Is it matching my lip now? Yeah, and then I was like, I'm just going to walk. This is not, who do I think I am right now? I'm not trying to get injured.
So would you go into the pit again?
I mean, yes, because I'm an idiot, and I really want to crowd surf. So I got to do both those things.
I was a little disappointed. I kept looking to see if you were going to crowd surf, and we never saw you guys do it.
No, Danny's like, do you want to do it? I'm like, I see no one doing it right now, Danny. And I'm like, do you think you're just going to pick me up? We're like the same height, dude. Like, that's cute. I mean, you know?
I would pay to see it. At least the attempt.
He was at one point like, you want to get on my shoulders? And I was like, how strong do you think you are?
And how sober aren't you?
Yeah, right?
Well, Sarah may have been late to the Limp Bizkit party, but what about you, Steve Meggs? Is there something you were late to the party for?
Creed.
No!
Creed has definitely been... I'm waiting for the day that they come back to Washington, and I'm going to be there front row and center.
I love it. In the mosh pit. In the Creed mosh pit.
I will lose my cheekbone for Creed.
Music, movies, TV, any form of entertainment. Complete this sentence, Rockaholics. Late to the party, but I am now a fan of blank. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our friend Sarah was late to the Limp Bizkit party, but now she's a huge fan. So what about you, Rockaholics? From music to movies, TV, any form of entertainment at all, we want you to complete this sentence. Late to the party, but I am now a fan of blank. 206-803-ROCK. For Chuck in Des Moines, it was someone you got to see on Tuesday night at White River Amphitheater.
Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm stuck in all this traffic. What's up?
What's going on?
I was out there, Limp Bizkit. Corey Feldman, man, I was late to the party. I made sure I was there early.
Uh-huh.
But it was great. I'd definitely go see him again. And I was on shrooms.
You were, by chance, the guy wearing the mushroom outfit, were you? There was a dude in head-to-toe mushroom gear.
I was the one that was flashing my titties.
Oh.
Whatchamacallit guy, what was it, John Carnage, junior announcer?
That's awesome, Chuck. Well, I mean, I don't know if being on mushrooms watching Corey Feldman would be always the best bet, but... Everybody's different.
You only live once, Steve Miggs.
I watched some video where he was dancing. He was doing like the Michael Jackson dance while the band's playing like this weird, like kind of like 2000 era new metal music. And I'm just like, none of this is making sense, but I kind of enjoy it.
So bonkers. Chris in Bonnie Lake, what party were you late to?
Oh, so Steve is going to love this one. I was late to Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Better late than never.
And the reason Steve's going to love this even more was because I wasn't probably never going to get into it, but then it was when the final episode of the entire series dropped, and then it was you, Steve, that you played that clip from Walter White talking to Skyler.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what have I been missing?
Dude, that was the same for me, though. Like, I watched the last episode as a goof. I don't know if I ever told you this story. So Breaking Bad is one of my all-time favorite shows. And, of course, everybody was talking about the final episode. So I'm like, I'll watch it. I never watched Breaking Bad. I saw the first episode. Didn't really stick with me. Watched the last episode really just to kind of troll people on social media. Like, what's going on? You know, knowing full well I don't know what's going on. My wife and I were just blown away by that episode, and we didn't know much about it other than we know he's a meth dealer.
Yeah.
And after watching that last episode, we're like, we need to go back and watch this entire show. So then the entire show became like a flash backwards. Like, it kind of sucked on some of the cliffhangers because you're like, well, I know he's not dying because I saw him in the final episode or whatever. But it's kind of a funny way to get into a show. But I agree. I was late to the party for Breaking Bad as well.
206-803-ROCK. Late to the party, but I am now a fan of blank. Kelly in Arizona, tell us about your fandom.
6 or 7 years ago, when Pearl Jam was coming to do the home shows,
yeah,
my husband really wanted to go, so I was able to get him the, you know, worst nosebleed tickets available. And I told him, I said, hey, you know, if you want to take somebody else, I'm okay with that. And he said, no. So I started listening to Pearl Jam, and I got to really like them.
Nice. Have you seen them since the home shows?
No, we have not.
Those home shows were some of the best Pearl Jam shows I've ever seen. I've seen them, you know, a dozen, maybe like 13 or 14 times. I lost track, but those home shows were pretty freaking amazing.
Those were next level.
Yeah.
Matt in Monroe, what were you late to the party for? What were you late to the party for, my friend?
Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That's a game changer.
I just discovered.
So, was it that people kept telling you, hey, you got to try? You're like, no, I refuse to try. And then one day you finally did, and you're like, you know what? Everybody was right. This is delicious.
No, I never heard about it. I just thought it was on sale.
Buy the on sale version. Rockaholics, we are looking for someone who could deliver that 70th loss to Steve Miggs, and we have been waiting quite a while, and it has not happened yet. His record is 231 wins, 69 losses, and 38 ties in 2024. How would you like to beat Steve? 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 750.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.